Well, this has been an interesting earnings season, hasn't it? Some really big hits and misses, some big divergences, a theme of companies raising prices. But what are some of the takeaways as we move through earnings season? Sam Rowe is here to help us make sense of it. He is TKR.co editor. Sam, I got to say, every single time I say the name of it, I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
It's kind of set up so that it could be pronounced however anybody wants to pronounce
it. Oh, I like that. Okay.
Of course.
I prefer to call it Ticker.
Ticker. Okay. Ticker.co editor. There we go. And you've been watching this earnings season, and not just this earnings season, but the reactions to it coming from the street. And it's interesting because you noticed a trend that people are raising forecasts coming out of this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. With every earnings season, you know, you're always trying to extract, you know, what are the big micro themes, right? Like, you know, there might be a discussion about prices, there might be a discussion about geopolitics or whatever. But I think this time around, you know, the big story is that in aggregate, expectations for earnings are up. Generally speaking, companies have been beating their expectations for earnings. Analysts are tinkering with their numbers, you know, here and there. But in aggregate, the expectations for forward earnings have been up.
Sam, you and I are battle-tested market veterans. How crazy do you think all this talk of an intra-meeting Fed rate hike is? Hugh Johnson, we just had him on, longtime wizard of the markets. He shot it right down. What do you think?
I'm probably not as up to speed with the Fed and all the intricacies of monetary policy as most folks. I do read a lot of the research that does come out, and basically, it kind of sounds like the CPI report was a little bit hotter than expected yesterday, but there are a lot of people who are pointing out that, you know, CPI climb, you know, was 0.1% higher than expectations. So, you know, that's the first question, right? Was it really that much hotter than expected, or just marginally hotter than expected, and just, you know, in line with this general theme of inflation is hot and the Fed is going to raise rates? And then secondly, you know, there's this whole question of, you know, what kind of a signal does it send if the Fed were to do an intermediate hike? Sure, you know, it's one thing to fine tune things, but to do something that's, you know, somewhat unprecedented, you know, sends a signal of panic and all this stuff. So it seems like the consensus is that, you know, we're probably going to wait till the next meeting.
And when we look at that inflation issue, to bring it back to earnings for a sec, Sam, it's been really interesting because there had been a lot of dire predictions about what this inflation was going to do to margins for companies, right? And for some companies, it has compressed their margins, but for many, many, it has not, because they've been able to manage through it, which again has equaled this sort of better than expected outlook for prices. And it seems like the street has been pleasantly, I guess, surprised by all of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple. It just comes down to the fact that the consumers and the businesses that are being sold all of these products and services can afford it. They don't have to like it. You know, sentiment surveys, PMI surveys, we're going to get University of Michigan in a couple of minutes. All those surveys say that, you know, the buyers, the price takers of all this stuff aren't happy about it, but they can afford it. You know, these companies, you know, companies and consumers as well are in pretty good financial shape. They're sitting on tons of cash and you know, debt servicing costs and all this stuff is very low. So yeah, you know, like Brian was saying, he's gonna go to the store and begrudgingly notice, you know, that deodorant prices are still up, but he's still buying deodorant.
Thankfully.
But do you know? None of you have seen me in months. Do you know that I am?
Sam, it's good to see you. You're going to be joining us every couple of weeks, so our viewers can look forward to that as well. Sam Rowe of Ticker.co. Thanks so much for being here, Sam. Appreciate it.